Right, Fan Morning Show is brought to you by Guardian Protection, your hometown home and business security company. Steelers sitting here at 4-2. Second best point differential in the AFC, Doran. After the Buffalo Bills able to win by 3 points last night against the Jets. Ugly game, a lot of penalties in that game, and I want to get into all that, and we will. But first, you ever cooked an omelet?
Yes.
Do you flip it?
Yes.
Do you flip it well?
Sometimes.
That's where I am on the omelets.
Sometimes.
I made omelets for dinner last night, which, when you make breakfast for dinner, Doran, is that because you've got nothing else in the house? That's generally how it goes for us.
I think it's more of a craving for me.
Really?
Yeah.
Like you want some eggs, you want some toast, bacon.
Yes.
Sausage?
Yes. Yeah.
When we have breakfast for dinner, it's usually because we forgot to thaw out a chicken or we didn't turn the crock pot on or something like that. So I made omelets for everyone last night. Two of them came out immaculate. And then mine, I flipped it. And I'm telling you, mushrooms in the air, just green peppers flying. And I felt as I was as down on myself as I've been in a while because I was unable to flip the omelet correctly 4 times in a row. Four people in the house, 4 omelets.
It's a skill. It's a legit skill to do that.
I think it is too.
For sure.
And I'd like to perfect that. That's going to be, I'm going to have a non-New Year's resolution. I'm going to have an October 15th resolution. By the New Year, I want to be able to flip all my omelets correctly.
I think you'll get that done.
I need you to hold me accountable.
I will.
Okay. That's neither here nor there, but I was thinking about omelets because
I thought that had a connection to like George Pickens or something.
I thought about trying and then I punted on it. And okay. I was just going to say, hey, the text line is brought to you by Edgar Snyder and Associates, a personal injury law firm where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. Steelers offense puts up 32 points. And it wasn't all the offense, wasn't a ton of yardage, didn't throw the ball all that well. But hey, man, 32 points is 32 points, and 32 points on the road is something that they haven't done in a couple of seasons. Last year, they scored 34 at home against the Bengals. They scored 30 on the road in Seattle last year. In Pickett's first season, they put up 31 points against the Bengals at home in a loss 38-31. And the first half of that game was the best I think Kenny Pickett ever looked in a Steelers uniform. Steelers scored 26 or more points 10 times in the COVID year. In Ben's final season, they were hit or miss, mostly miss offensively. What I'm saying is, I think we saw a glimmer of hope from the offense on Sunday. Now, Russell Wilson probably converts a lot of those short fields into points too. Kenny Pickett may well have converted those short fields into points. But 32 points in a road game, to me, is growth. And so I started to think about this. The conversation already this week has been Russell Wilson v. Justin Fields. How do you bench a guy who scored 32 points? And this offense is now averaging 3 more points per game than it was last season. With all these injuries, with no Deontay Johnson, the offensive line, they're about to start their 5th different offensive line combination in 7 weeks. Can you make an argument that there's more meat on this bone that is achievable and that this offense can be better than it's been?
I think that you absolutely can. You definitely can. And this is just how the seasons go. I mean, look across the league. I mean, of different offenses and different players and different situations, and I do think that you don't want to mess up the continuity that you have right now, and it isn't like it's not setting the world on fire. And I'm talking about the continuity of a new offensive coordinator, Arthur Smith, and a new quarterback that you had to break down to build back up. And Arthur Smith, you know, that's a lot of investing. That's a lot of time. That's a lot of getting to know. That's a lot of, you know, being on the same page, communication. I know that if it were Russell Wilson right now, that they could figure it out. And Russell Wilson is he's a high level player. He's been in the league for so long, so it is easier for an offense coordinator to have that transition with a player like that.
Yeah.
But from the time that they signed Justin Fields and traded for him until now, like, that is a lot of time to be investing if you're Arthur Smith and if you're Justin Fields and if you're Mike Tomlin, of getting those two on the same page. They're still young together. Now, do you really want to mess that up? I mean, Arthur Smith is still trying to find his way, too. He's not setting the world on fire, but, I mean, 32 points is 32 points. I get what you're saying. That's the risk that you're going to have to, you know, weigh, is do we want to mess up the continuity between Justin Fields and Arthur Smith for Russell Wilson? Now, I know people are going to be like, well, it hasn't been great, so we got to figure out if it's going to be great with Russell Wilson, but that buildup is so tough sometimes, and you don't want to have to break that down in order to guess. And you're guessing.
You are guessing.
I don't know if I want to be in the guessing game right now if I'm Mike Tomlin in the Pittsburgh Steelers whenever you're in the almost in the thick of things of this football season and seeing what when we break down the Jets game last night, knowing that they're coming to town and what else is in front of you the rest of the season. You still haven't played a divisional opponent. I don't know if I'm willing to do that whenever a guy that is playing quarterback is winning games and scoring points.
I'm with you. We talked about the whole quarterback deal yesterday. Ben Roethlisberger weighed in on it. We'll talk about that later on in the show. Look, man, it's improvement. It just is. The Indianapolis game, I know they lost. That kind of offensive outburst is something we haven't seen since Ben. Three consecutive touchdown drives, a quarterback that throws for over 300 yards, and it didn't really look fluky. The second half of the Chargers game. Now, I thought Dallas, Justin wasn't as good. And I don't think throwing the football that Justin was as good this week either. So he was going up, 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 and then down. And then I'd say he kind of leveled off, but his legs have to factor in. So I think he went up a little bit in terms of his performance this weekend against the Las Vegas Raiders. I think there's a lot of meat on this bone. And to your point, the development of Justin Fields, you've invested so much into it. In a guy that needed to be broken down and built back up, why not keep seeing this thing out as long as you can when you scored 32 points? You're sitting here at 4-2. It'd be different if you're 3-3.
Right.
It'd be different sure if you're 2-4. God, we got to do something different.
Oh, yeah.
But I don't think we've yet seen the best of Justin Fields in this offense. And so I want to see what that looks like. And I think they can get to a place, Doran, where they can be maybe not a good offense, definitely not a great offense. They're just too limited with their talent. Can they be a quality offense? I looked at the playoff teams last year, and I have all their points per game. 27.7, 26.6, 22, 22, 22, 28, 28, 30, 27, 21, 24, 23, 23. So I'm looking at five playoff teams last year, six playoff teams, I'm counting on the fly, six playoff teams last year that averaged between 21 points and 24 points per game.
Mm-hmm.
Can this team not get to 24 points per game with Justin Fields? I think they can.
I think they can, yeah. I think they can. 3 points better than they were. But last year, you can be 3 points better in the second half of the season than you are this year.
Because we saw improvement last year in the second half of the season offensively, and we saw the same thing in Kenny Pickett's rookie year.
Right.
They were horrific offensively and got to a place where they were just bad at the end of the year. Last season, they were way, 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 way bad, and then they got to a place where they were actually kind of good-ish at the end of the year. Even the Buffalo playoff game, they did some nice things. I think you can not have to squint too hard to think they're going to get better. If you get to that 23.5, 24-point range, not only are you going to make the playoffs with a defense as quality as the Steelers, you have a chance to win a game. And I think they can get there with Justin Fields. I do. Roman Wilson's going to start to factor in more. The offensive line, my God, can it stay healthy? The answer so far has been a resounding no, but they're going to gel. You're going to get better timing with your receivers. We saw Najee Harris play better in this game. You haven't had a full Jalen Warren. You haven't had all your running backs be healthy at the same time. That should be happening sooner rather than later. I don't think that you need to be wearing black and gold colored glasses. I don't think that you need to be a homer to say, okay, they've improved over last year. They're 20th in the league in scoring. And really, we haven't seen a full functional unit yet.
No. I mean, you've really just seen a competent. It's amazing what a competent offense can do. But then you start playing the comparison game, and it's kind of a false kind of vision. I mean, because you don't know how it's going to go week to week, and you don't know how it's going to be like in November. But like you look at this Steelers game on Sunday, And it's like, okay, they scored 32 points. And then you look at like the game that was on right before in the Detroit Lions, and they beat the team that you just lost to, the Cowboys, and they put up 47 points. It's like, wow, the Steelers are so far away from a legit offense, one of the most legit offenses in the NFL. But are they that far away? I don't know. Like, it's so close, but so far at the same time. Like, can they get to that point? I don't think they can get to that point, but can they get relatively close? Because if they can, then they are going to be a legit competitor. They're going to be a legit team that could actually win a football game whenever it matters.
Yeah, we talked about that all offseason. You don't got to be great offensively because it was hard to squint and see that. Okay, with Russ or with Fields, with this line, can they be great? Probably not, because you got Pickens and that's it.
Right.
Can they be good? If you average, and here's where it's nuts to me. You average 3 more points a game, you're flirting with top 10 in the NFL in scoring.
Right.
You are right there with Houston, who's averaging 23.8 points per game, and you're at 20.7. Seriously, one more field goal a game, and you're in the conversation with teams like Houston. And I realize the defense hasn't been as good the last 3 weeks, although it was really good for like 3.5 quarters against the Raiders, as it was the first 3 games. But we all expect the Steelers defense to be able to make plays. And if you're playing with a lead, well, you're going to hit the quarterback a lot. That's going to force turnovers. That's going to be complimentary football. That's going to feed back into the offense. They're not that far off. They really aren't. They need better starts.
Yeah.
That's been their biggest issue this year, is in every game, you're like, when's this going to get going? Now, as Tomlin will say, it's a 60-minute game, and it is. You're going to have to start scoring earlier in football games. That would be, for me, the next, and it's a big step.
I mean, I love that saying. It's a 60-minute game. It's a long game, but I don't know anybody who wouldn't take a head start in a race.
Exactly.
I don't know anybody who wouldn't take a head start. I mean, you can give anybody a head start going against the fastest person. You know, Usain Bolt, you give me a head start, I'm probably have a better chance of winning.
Of course. Right? No doubt.
The race.
What's that? Callis could help out with this. The dude that they had in Atlanta who would run from foul pole to foul pole, the Flash or something that. And they would have him, you would start.
Just halfway through at the center field.
Oh, my God. You'd get to, like, the center field, and bang, this guy's going. And sometimes you win. More often than not, he won. But if you started at the same place, guess what? He's lapping your ass.
Right.
Yeah, you need better starts. But I think what we've done here in Pittsburgh, we look at our team under a microscope. Dallas was dealing with a whole bunch of injuries, right? Vegas dealing with a whole bunch of injuries. You had a limited Kirk Cousins in week one, and he's found his game. The Steelers have had some injury luck this year. Anthony Richardson gets hurt. They had some other injuries. I think their starting center was out in that game.
Yes.
You had a backup right tackle playing for the Raiders. No one pays attention to the Steelers' injuries, though.
Mm-mm.
Nobody. Like, well, this offense doesn't look any different than Matt Canada's. Starting center's now going to be out. Starting right tackle's out. Starting right guard's out. Left guard hadn't been playing. Backup running back, Jaylen Warren, who's pretty much 1A, 1B, hadn't been healthy all year.
Third string running back who you use a lot in your offense is out.
Is out. And he looked every bit the best of the three running backs the last time we saw him against Indianapolis. I'm not making excuses for the Steelers. I don't want to do it. People have listened to the show long enough. I'm not going to make excuses for the Steelers. But all these other teams have injuries and you go, okay, they got injuries. You should be able to take advantage. The Steelers have their own injuries. And a lot of them on the offensive side. And yet, they're 3 points better than they were last year. It's not a finished product. It's not good enough. But as you start to get healthy, I think you can be a little bit more optimistic about these Steelers.
So NFL football is getting healthy at the right time.
Yep.
And maybe, you know, and that's why whenever Mike Tomlin said, you know, it's a 60-minute game, it's a long game, it is a long season, and you'd like to get out to a head start. And they did do that. And that's why that they are sitting at 4-2, because they did get out to that head start of winning football games. When they needed to the first, 3 games of the season. So, you know, it's all about getting healthy at the right time. And then you figure about Highsmith, you figure about, you know, Jaylen Warren being, you know, getting his feet wet last week and being healthier this week. Cordell Patterson, we'll see if he's going to play this week. You know, even Cole Holcomb to an extent at some point will come back and give you that depth in the
middle.
Good point. Like, you know, it's all about being healthy at the right time. And a lot of teams are dealing with injuries, and a lot of teams – are dealing with injuries, but behind the eight ball. The Steelers are dealing with injuries, and they actually gave themselves a cushion, which yeah. is, you know, it might pan out in their favor whenever it's all said and done because of that start that they had, but you also want to directly have a fast start in games, which is the issue that's at hand right
that's
now.
The next step for yeah. them. You're so right, though. You're sitting here at 4-2, and
think about if you had injuries and you lost two of those, you know, you're 1-2.
Right. I think Tomlin deserved criticism for some of what happened in Dallas and a lot of what happened in Indianapolis, but here they are at 4-2, and if you, like the Bengals, oh, their offensive line's bad. Oh, this team's offensive line. Steelers have had a different offensive line just about every single week, and they're sitting at 4-2. So yesterday we said, okay, you beat the Raiders, you took care of business. You probably didn't play a great football game, and we said we didn't learn a lot from the team, and I think all those things are true. But as I sat there in my bed last night thinking about where this team is and trying to think about angles for today's show, it's like, you know what, they took care of business, and they're as banged up as anybody in the yep. NFL right now. And I don't think I particularly gave that enough thought yesterday when we started the show. Tweet us, brought to you by South Hills Kia, Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. And you can give us a ring in the fan hotline presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. Steelers did get some good injury news yesterday. We'll talk about that coming up next. And boy, they're going to get someone back this week. You would think that I think is going to make a massive difference. All right, texters. I'm not saying the Steelers offense is poised to become the greatest show on turf. That's not what we're saying here. But I think there are some reasons to be cautiously optimistic. Justin Fields has, I think, finally become comfortable using his best attribute, and that's his legs. I think when you get Warren Harris and Cordarrelle Patterson all on the field in the same game at 100% health, you've got one of the better backfields in the NFL where each guy can be fresh. And you can correct me if I'm wrong here, Doran, but like, I still think Pickens has more to give, and I think Pat Freiermuth's a better player than the statistics would reflect at this point. Like, I think there's a lot of room for growth here for guys that I would expect to grow.
Yeah, I mean, like we stated, like, this isn't, you know, world beaters here. Like, but if you are looking for a better offense from last year to this year, you're getting that right now. And if you're looking for this offense to grow from this year until, let's say, November, whenever division game start, I think that it will whenever you get everybody healthy. And I think that that could be a competitive team. That could be a competitive offense. Not saying that they're going to win a Super Bowl with it, but they still have a lot left to be desired here. And they have a lot of room to grow. And I do think that the whole situation with the quarterback has a lot to do with where they go from here on out. And if they make the right decision, which we think, you know, one way is the right decision. Maybe Tomlin thinks another way is the right decision. If they make the right decision at quarterback and let either Justin grow or Russell Wilson come in there, and you got to hope that he's going to be good, you'll have a chance. And the record kind of helps them do that as well.
Yeah, you can get better. You can gel. You can learn. And you don't have to play a must-win game against the Jets this Sunday. Like, the Jets have to beat you.
Mm-hmm.
The Jets, if they lose, they're 2-5. Steelers have been navigating a new offense with a new quarterback with a bunch of injuries, are better statistically than they were last year, and here they are at 4-2. Again, we started yesterday saying they won, they took care of business, did we learn much? And my answer yesterday was no, but they're 4-2 right. with all those new pieces, all these moving parts being super banged up, and I think I need to give them more credit for that. And I think if and when you do get healthy, there's reason to believe that this offense can be better. 412-928-9370. A good question here. Whose ceiling is higher in this offense, Justin Fields or Russell Wilson?
I don't know.
I think the ceiling is higher for Fields because of what he can do with his legs. I think you lift up the floor with Russell Wilson probably.
I think Russell Wilson fits this offense better. But I think that with what they know with Fields, and if they do go to Russell Wilson and they do want to bring back Fields next year, I think that Arthur Smith will alter the offense to fit Fields better. I think that he was caught off guard, but on the fly having to change some things up traditionally change his traditional offense up to fit what Fields does, I think that Russell fits exactly what Arthur wants to do and what type of offense he has.
That's well said. That's well said. You can't really throw the offense out.
No.
At this point,
you can incorporate things.
Yeah.
Which they probably have, but like for what they want to do, Russell Wilson does fit that.
Yeah. What the Ravens did a couple of years ago when they brought in Greg Roman and really changed things on the fly with Lamar Jackson, you don't see that very often. I mean, even last year when the Steelers got rid of Canada and they had the two-man monster basically at OC, they were more effective. They had better rhythm, better flow, better game feel, but they were running a lot of the same stuff.
Yes.
Yeah. It's just tough to throw it all out. The injury report is brought to you by Shenderovich, Shenderovich, and Fishman. They've got your back, not your wallet. I expect Alex Highsmith to play this week. So you'll watch the Jets last night, and Breece Hall's really good, man. And I thought that offense left a lot on the field. Like, they were moving it against that Bills defense. Getting Alex Highsmith back is going to be a massive, massive shot in the arm for them defensively.
Yeah.
Like, with all due respect to all the guys who filled in for Herbig and for Highsmith, they ain't Alex Highsmith.
No, but they have maybe created some depth from down the road. We talked about this last week of not signing a free agent off the street to kind of fill that void at outside backer and going with some practice squad guys. Now those practice squad guys are going back to practice squad, but at least they got some game reps, a game feel if something does happen moving forward again. So I thought that was the right decision. It's like, hey, can you give us one game? Can we get through one game? It's the Raiders. Like, we feel pretty good. We're probably going to win that game. So let's use these guys, and maybe we can create some depth down the road. But getting some Highsmith back will be just – it'll be huge. It'll be transformative of what the defense has done thus far.
I agree. And we talked about the injuries on the offensive side. Look, defensively, you still expect better from them against Dallas, even if you're banged up. But I think we've seen now just how important Alex Highsmith is to everything they do because he's such a complete player.
Yeah.
I don't know that he's an elite pass rusher. He's a very good pass rusher. He's very good at stopping the run. And you want him out there 80% of the time. And you want Herbig to continue to grow. Here's a texter. You know what you guys sound like you're doing? Seeking comfort, living in your fears. No, I just don't expect the offense to have been a 28 points per game offense by this point in the season.
What's living in our fears mean, though?
Don't go with Russ because he's the unknown. Keep riding with Justin Fields because you know what he brings.
I'm not saying don't go with Russ. I'm saying here are the valid reasons why they should stay with Justin.
Mm-hmm.
And there's valid reasons why maybe, I don't know, to go with Russ. But you're hoping. You don't know what Russ is going to do. He could go out there and pop his calf again.
Mm-hmm.
He's 35 years old. He played for the Broncos last year. I know that he had decent numbers, but you just don't. I don't know.
There's a legitimate injury risk concern. No question about that, man. For sure. The guy got hurt in training camp.
Then got hurt again.
Comes back, gets hurt in practice. So if Russell Wilson starts this week, and he might, we'll find out today at noon, you're going to see Justin Fields again. Because if you're getting hurt non-contact twice, at some point you're going to get hurt again, I think. And this is a guy who hasn't been hurt his entire career, but it's amazing what happens to your body when you get into your mid-30s. Another text. Crowley, I've never seen such a beautiful man. Must be hard to be Doran. I just responded with a thank you. I don't really know what to say to that. Am I blushing? I'm blushing. All right, a couple calls coming in now on the Steelers offense at 412-928-9370. We'll talk to you guys coming up next. I mentioned there's good injury news. We'll tell you about that when we return. Jordan Schultz, NFL insider, tweeted out yesterday that Zach Frazier's injury is expected to be week to week. And I think that's probably the best you could hope for. Thought that he might be out longer term. Troy Fautanu already missing the season. James Daniels going to be out. Samalu's been hurt. Their backup center, Herbig, out for the season. A couple years ago, they didn't miss a single guy for a single game.
Mm-hmm.
And that never happens. You usually don't see a line get this ravaged either. You'd like there to be some sort of happy medium, but that's really good news that Frazier's not going to be out for the year because I thought he's been having a really good season to this point. And Man, can you imagine now having a new center, new quarterback? And it seems like they just figured out the center quarterback exchange kind of stuff. You don't want to have to start from square one again.
Nope. This is very good news.
Very good news. Did you see what Bob Pompeiani tweeted last night?
Yes. I think I know what you're going here. He's still trying to get his bearings back from his little trip.
Little trip to Vegas on a private plane for one Bob Pompeiani.
And Malibu.
He went to Malibu?
Yep.
California?
No. China.
There's a Malibu in China?
Yeah.
Pomp tweeted last night after a laser beam throw from Aaron Rodgers. Good play by Flacco. Better play by Garrett Wilson. Toe tapping excellent. I screen grabbed it because I didn't know if he would delete it or not. I haven't gone back to see if he has. It's either he's still all messed up from his Vegas and Malibu trips, or he's just having reoccurring nightmares of Joe Flacco after what he did to the Steelers defense. That had me rolling last night.
I was like, wait, what am I missing right now?
It wasn't the only time I was crying laughing last night. They did a really nice story on Rickard Rakell on the Penguins pregame show, and Hannah Mears was hosting. Haley Hunter was the on-ice reporter, and she talked to Rickard Rakell about how he's changed his off-season eating habits. Well, last season, Hannah Mears sat down at Mike's Beer Bar with Rakell, like she's done with a bunch of Pirates players and other Penguins players. I forget how they dub it, but some sit-down conversation where they eat a burger and they're drinking beer and they're just getting to know each other. Well, Rickard's talking about his diet and how he's getting lean. And they're showing him scoring goals and on the power play, and he's been great this year for the Penguins. And in the middle of the package, they just cut to him sitting there at Mike's Beer Bar going ham on a steak sandwich. Like, he's taking one bite and half the sandwich is gone. Like, they couldn't make him look like more of a fat ass.
Right.
And you just hear him in the background. Yeah, I've cut out all sweets. I really had to change my diet.
He's scratching a hoagie.
He's not sitting there thinking at the time. He's thinking, I'm going to have an interview with Hannah Mears. We're going to have a nice time. Not thinking a year later when he's talking about his diet change, they're going to roll the footage of him just absolutely going ham over a sandwich. I was dying.
Oh, man.
Texter. Doran, if you break Crowley's nose, he won't be as beautiful. Just a suggestion.
I'm not going to do that.
I don't know, man. That might add a rugged look.
You want a rugged look?
I don't know. Change it up a little bit.
You don't think that you look rugged already?
KP in Pittsburgh first up today. Hi, KP.
Hey. How you doing? Good morning.
Good, man. What's up?
So real quick, I just want to kind of touch on the Steelers offense. I do agree with you guys saying there is still a higher ceiling for Justin Fields. I do believe if Tomlin makes a change, it won't be until after the bye week. I believe that Tomlin does his coaching based off of rhythm and rhyme and reason. And I just think right now you don't disrupt that rhythm that Justin Fields does have. Speaking of which, I think Fields is actually a better passer than what folks are giving him credit for. But being that our O-line is still elementary at this point, he never really has more than like a second and a half to throw the ball. I mean, anyone in Justin Fields' situation would take off and run based off of a defensive lineman being in your face as soon as you say hut. I mean, it kind of just makes too much sense at this point to keep him in there.
Thank you, KP.
You still think that Tomlin today might go with Russ? I mean, it does make so much sense that, I mean, it's almost obvious that you have to stick with Fields, but do you feel like he's going to make, like, you've been saying it for...
I've been wrestling with it so much, man, because I don't care if you run it into the end zone or throw it into the end zone. He's accounted for 10 touchdowns, says Fields, and only officially turned it over twice. I think Tomlin looks at all the almost turnovers, the fumbles that haven't been recovered, the interception in this game by Diablo that got overturned due to a silly, probably penalty call. I think Tomlin looks at those things, looks at how the offense was set up by special teams and defense, and says, you know what, I've always believed in Russ more, and I still think he goes with him today with Russell Wilson. I don't feel as confident as I did yesterday in saying that.
You still think so?
Well, Tomlin says the business is to win, right? And you're 4-2 with Justin Fields.
Right.
So if he names Russell Wilson the starting quarterback today at noon, I think he's a liar, plants for hire, and I think he's a giant hypocrite. But he wants to protect the football, and I think he thinks Russ will do that and can still make plays with his arm. I just have a feeling he's going with Russ, and I think that'll be the wrong call if he does do that.
Mm-hmm.
I think it'll definitely be the wrong call. We've seen some great moments from Fields. And to our caller's last point, Fields is a much better thrower than people are giving him credit for.
No, there's no doubt. Yeah, they're acting like he's just like some type of wildcat court athlete back there. He's not. He can throw the ball.
He can really throw the ball. Do people forget already about the Indy game? Forget already about the Chargers game? And I brought this stat up before. In terms of separation, the Steelers' wide receivers are less open than just about any receiving core in the NFL, and yet his completion percentage up until the last week was very high. Like, he's had to throw guys open. He's had to anticipate. He's had to be precise, and he had been. So just because a guy goes out there and you take the kneel downs out, rushes for 60 yards on 9 carries, just because he can run doesn't mean he can't throw.
Mm-hmm.
It's a big misnomer. It's a big problem. Then you got to change the way you're watching the game. It's 2024.
Yep.
Big fat Ricard Raquel, someone texted in. He'd been great. Text line's been on point today. People texting in their last meals, too, if they were on death row. All right. Fan Morning Show Twitter poll brought to you by PJ Fitzpatrick Home Improvement. Trust PJ.com. We've already done the who would you start at quarterback Twitter poll. I'm curious what people think Tomlin's going to do. So who do you think Tomlin will name the starter today at noon? Do we agree on this, Doran, that he's not going to do the participation be our guide thing?
No.
He can't anymore.
No.
Russ was healthy enough to be the backup. Practiced in full all last week. Today's the day, baby.
Yeah. I mean, Russ has been healthy, honestly, for 3 weeks.
Yes. And now you can't even hide behind a piece of paper that says he's not healthy, even though we know he was healthy. So I think today is the day. Penguins winners last night. We'll briefly get into that. Then we got Jeff Hathorn talking Steelers at 7 o'clock. PetFest 24 is presented by Subaru. That's back October 27th, Rockwell Park in the East End. The event runs from 9:30 a.m. until 4 p.m. It's an all-day affair. Bring your four-legged friends to meet vendors, participate in costume contests, and get photos with Santa. Stop by any Subaru dealer for complimentary tickets. For more information, go to 93.7thefan.com. Hello, 50-minute mark on the Fan, brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, Route 19 in Peters Township, celebrating 50 years in the South Hills. I want help from the texters on this, because we got one here. PSA, everyone be aware, there's a naked woman harassing drivers on River Road.
Man.
No, a woman. So, if you are in that area, and you have to go that way anyhow, I'm not asking you to go seek out this naked woman, allegedly, on River Road, but if you are in the area, we'd like you to report on that for us.
Yes.
At 412-928-9370. Our reporter, Jeff Hathorn, going to join us coming up at 7 o'clock. The Penguins victorious yesterday, ma'am, and look, they played okay in 3 out of the 4 games, if not better than that. They looked really bad against the Rangers. It seems like Mike Sullivan's going to be going with a hot hand at goalie, and if you're playing well, he's going to stick with you. He played Blomqvist back-to-back games as a rookie
right
over the weekend. Like, that is a huge deal. Jarry did nothing to stake himself to the net last night. Penguins were buzzing. I think they had the first 10 shots or something like that of the game. And then with 2 minutes left in the first period, and this is an area where they've struggled for the last few years, Jarry gives up a goal. The puck hits the center of the net. He was so slow going over. And you can't let that get in. You have all the momentum. You were clearly the better team. You were taking it to Montreal. That flips an entire game. And all of a sudden, you look up in the second period, you're down 3-2.
Yep.
Make a save. Second goal, not his fault. Third goal, again, make a save. I think you're going to see more Blomqvist in Ned this year than you are going to see Jarry.
Yeah.
I think they understand the money that they're paying Jarry, but they know that they need to have, especially now in October, their schedule's tough. You got to get off to a hot start.
Could they have moved on from Jarry in the offseason?
I don't think anybody wanted him.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking too.
I think that's what happened. I think they would absolutely have moved on, but the problem with this is that general managers have eyes, and they've seen Jarry play.
Well, I mean,
they never should have paid him
exactly.
In the first place.
Yeah. Like, we have eyes too.
Yeah.
Like, we call every. There's not one person in this city that follows the Penguins that thought that was a good idea.
You know what?
It's crazy.
I did.
Did you?
Yeah. Yeah, I was wrong. I looked at the goalie market.
What'd you say?
I said there's not a lot of good goalies out there. He's a two-time All-Star. You might as well go with the devil you know. And it was
I know, of course.
It real stupid.
Of course. You should have just listen, I would have never known. You should have just said, like, yeah,
I know.
You're right.
I'm nothing if I'm not honest, Norm.
Yeah. Well, that's bad.
It was bad. I mean,
you might have been the only person.
I was one of the only few, yeah. Yeah. Go with the young guy who's a two-time All-Star and hope he stays healthy. But you know what? Last season, he goes 13 straight games at the end of the year when they're making their push where Ned was playing. Yep. 13 consecutive games. Then you bring him back this year, and two of the first three, you started the rookie who's looked a lot better than the $35 million guy.
Crazy.
Malkin looks great, had 3 points. Rickard Rakell, when he's not hammering hoagies at Mike's Beer Bar, he's scoring goals.
Lars
Eller goes back to a place where he played before and scores 2 goals. The bottom six scoring. 4 games in, the game that looks like the aberration to this point is the Rangers game. It's not excusable, can't happen, a lot of the same problems as last year. But in the other 3 games, they've looked a lot better. And they could have won the game against Toronto, especially with the way that they started. Toronto's better than them. The Rangers are better than them. But they've beat now one bubble team and one bad team. Okay. We'll see where it goes. They play Buffalo tomorrow in Buffalo on the road. Tough place to play. See if they can get to above 500. And we'll see who's in goal. My bet? Blum. I've butchered his name. I've said his name 6 different ways. And for that, I apologize. Jeff Hathorne up next. Anybody seen the nude lady on River Road? Someone says I'm headed to River Road right now. Someone else says they'll be there in 10 minutes. All right, guys. We need you at your best. Keep your eyes peeled. Keep your head on a swivel for the naked lady harassing drivers on River Road. All right, Hathorne next. First Fan Weather brought to you by Sun Chevrolet. 24 Silverado 1500. 1.9% financing up to 36 months with approved credit through GM Financial. Full terms and conditions at sunchevy.com.